particularly specialize in ways that favored some individuals against others. But there was no longer any real need for class distinctions or for large differences of wealth. In earlier ages, class distinctions had been not only inevitable but desirable. Inequality was the price of civilization. With the development of machine action, however, the case was altered. It was still necessary for human beings to do different kinds of work. It was no longer necessary for them to live at different social or economic levels. Therefore, from the point of view of the new groups, we were on the point of seizing power. Human equality was no longer an ideal to be striven after, but a danger to be averted.
The idea of an earthly paradise in which men should live together in a state of brotherhood, without laws and without brute labor, had haunted the human imagination
for thousands of years. And this vision had had a certain hold even on the groups who actually profited by its historical change. The eras of the French, English, and American revolutions had partly